breath, saving back more than a century. The annual price is $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, last Sunday at Belmont, the Grade 3 $200,000 Miss Grillo Stakes was won by Lady Eli, a 2-year-old filly by Divine Park, bred by Runnymede Farm and Catesby Clay, and sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $160,000. Lady Eli won by 3 lengths over Daughters of Pioneer of the Nile and More Than Ready. The Miss Grillo was her second career start, broke her maiden in her first start at Saratoga. That same day at Santa Anita, Moons Over Me, a 2-year-old filly from the first crop by Majestic Perfection, bred in Kentucky by Fox Strauss, won a $57,500 maiden special in her second start to become the 12th winner by her sire. 7 of the 12 won their career debuts. Grade 1 winner Majestic Perfection is the fastest son of the top sire, Harlan's Holiday, set a new track record of 171 in stakes. Divine Park is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Empire Maker's ill-fated Chester House, sire of 29 stakes winners and 3 cops before his death. Divine Park, Majestic Perfection, both standing Mr. and Mrs. Baird and C. Jones Airdrie Studs. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world. Bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Well, kind of a belated start this morning. Have a little equipment problem downtown. We're all right here. Bressy's keeping us straight here, so we're in pretty good shape. Yeah, but anyway, we're here. Better late than never, or some people might say better never than late. But here we are anyway. And already here is Michael Blowen from Old Friends and Dr. Brian Waldridge, who is going to take over veterinarian duties at Old Friends. There's one born every day, and I guess, Doc, it's you.
Yeah, the pressure is going to be on a little more in a week, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your new arrival.
Oh, yeah, this is great. We can't wait for him to arrive. He's just waiting for his first-class plane ticket to come in.
Well, tell him who's coming.
Yeah, game on, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Game on, dude. And also Amazombie.
Well, oh, Breeders' Cup Sprint.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a daily double that is.
They coming together?
I hope so. That'd be really cool, have them come in the same plane.
Yeah.
They could,
that's huge, yeah. We're very lucky. We had very long, very detailed negotiations with Bob Baffert and the ownership of Game On Dude. And I have to say, my estimation of Mr. Baffert went way up. He was interested in the details. He wanted to know who the vet was. He wanted to know how far we were from Rude and Riddle and Haggard's.
Well, did Brian pass inspection, I guess, as a vet?
Yeah, everybody did. I mean, I had 3 or 4 prolonged conversations with Mr. Baffert about all this.
Yeah.
Yes, and so I was really pleased with how concerned he was about exactly what was going to be going on. And he had he had somebody come to the farm and actually take a tour and look around and make sure the horses were in good shape. All that. So that was really, really great. And we're just totally enthralled and honored because, you know, there were a lot of other places this horse could have ended up, and the idea that he would send him to us is really, really amazing.
That's a home run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a home
run.
And
he tells me, you know, what he likes, what he doesn't like. And he likes everything, I guess. I guess he's a really friendly horse. You know, give him a mint in a carrier, he'll do anything. Mm-hmm. So he'll be great for the tours, and I think that's one of the reasons that they sent him to us, because we'd make him available to all the fans for all day long whenever they wanted to come visit him.
So. Well, we're going to come over and see him. I said, you're going to have a welcoming party.
Oh, this. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and maybe I ran into Mr. Ramsey yesterday. I love Ken Ramsey.
Everybody
loves Ken Ramsey.
Yeah, he's been to the farm. He's been on the tour. He's donated money, and he just has a ball. This guy has a ball all the time, and he's a very good handicapper. Anyway,
he was doing that before he got really into the horse business.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Yeah, he's very sharp and he's very funny. But I asked him if we could, at one of our parties, if we could auction off a day at the races with Ken Ramsey. And he goes, you can do that, but only under one condition, if I get to be the auctioneer. So he's going to come auction off a day with himself at the races.
Pretty good.
He has a ball, and he's so nice to everybody. I mean, he, you know, people are coming up to him and greeting him and congratulating him, and he's slapping him on the back, and he gives him a one of his pins from Ramsey Farm, and
nice.
With his silks on. It would really remind you how great it is going to Keeneland, especially on opening day. Everybody's really, really having a good time, and the racing was unbelievable. And Rosie Naprovnik, who's in our board of directors, won the first race. So that's the first time I ever went to Keeneland and cashed a ticket, the first bet I made. So. Yeah.
Did you leave?
That was good too. You probably should have.
Yeah, you gave it back.
Yeah, sure.
Most of it.
Yeah. Not all of it. I had enough left over to go to the craft beer tent, which is fabulous, by the way. They got a wide selection now. A wide selection. I ran into Rusty's Uncle Tony.
Really?
Yeah, Uncle Tony said he sends his best. He was there.
Oh, okay.
He was guarding the escalator.
Was he?
Yeah, he's the escalator guard. He's a cool guy.
Helping the drunks on or off.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever it takes. Whatever
he's my father-in-law.
Oh, he's his father-in-law. I thought he was his uncle.
Oh.
You met my uncle at Kentucky Dam.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, I got it now.
Get it straight, will
I'm
you?
Trying to keep my own family tree in some kind of adjustment. I can't quite do that either. But the new Old Friends magazine is out. This is a daily racing form once a year produces a magazine for us, and this year is just unbelievable. This new edition is just spectacular. Yeah. Barbara Livingston came and take all the pictures. This time, every writer for the racing form contributed and wrote about one of the horses when they were racing and what it meant to them. And,
wow.
And it's just
I hate to interrupt you, but I got to catch up. Getting on late, I got to catch up with commercials.
Hey, far be it from me to interfere with commerce.
Okay. All right. Come around here, Jackie. All right. Well, yearlings by Warfront sold for an average of $491,375 at the Keeneland September sales. He had that Grade 1 stakes winner again yesterday, too, out of Keeneland. Contributing to that popularity, the runners like Data Link, who, like his sire, stands at Claiborne Farm. Data Link won the Grade 1 Makers 46 Mile, the Grade 2 Citation, the Grade 2 Monmouth Stakes, the Grade 3 Canadian Turf Stakes, and placed in three other graded stakes, including another Grade 1, earned over $831,000. Data Link is out of the Stakes Winner Database, a daughter of Known Fact. So 54 Stakes Winners Database earned over through no database is damn earned over $232,000. And she is a half-sister to the stakes winner, Vespers, the Dam of the Grade 1 winner, Hymn Book, earned right at $1 million, and to the Dam of Graded Stakes winner, Strike the Bell. It's a family well endowed with black type. Data Link's first foals are due in 2015. He's worthy representative of his sire line. And incidentally, in addition to that Grade 1 stakes winner yesterday at Keeneland, Warfront was the sire of the Great War, who... last Sunday won the Blenheim Stakes at the Curragh. He's a 2-year-old. So they just keep on running. Data Link is probably going to do the same thing. For more information on the stallions at Claiborne Farm, get in touch with Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
You know, it makes me feel good to do a business with people I trust, especially when it concerns insurance. When we moved to Bourbon County, friends recommended the Hopewell Company. That's Joe and Ted McLean. And that was a long time ago, wow, about 26 years ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance ever since. They have extensive experience at the Hopewell Company. They work with horse farms, racing stables. They cover our barn, home, vehicles, horse trailer, liability coverage, and they've been right there whenever we needed them. And I'll tell you, about a year and a half ago, lightning struck the house, and they were there that day, and they started fixing it the next day. They had to rewire that house. Anyway, Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency that works for us, not the insurance companies. Therefore, they offer the best coverage and the most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Contact Hopewell Company. They're prepared to provide you at no cost, no obligation review and comparison of your insurance. Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347 or a Lexington number, 254-2431. You'll get great service. We guarantee it.
Well, another great Bourbon County outfit is the Clay Ward Agency. They've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds since 1931, 20 grand a year. That's 83 years ago, and Mr. James Clay Ward founded that business right in the middle of the Depression, and he was very successful. Of course, he's gone now, but the tradition he established for hard work and service and his thorough knowledge of the horse business is still being carried on today by Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, and John Hess. And if you want to insure your horses, do the people business with the people that are really pros. Let me give you the number over in Paris. It's 859-987-1861. Now, they're closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, and that's a great place to board your horses. I mean, they've got a tradition for raising runners there and also for selling top-quality blood stock at major sales all over the country. And they are it's just a first-class outfit, high-class stakes winners. They've raised their 6 champions. And they just year in, year out, they do a great job for you. Give them a call over there and talk to Shaq or to Nicky Dryan. The number is 859-987-7443. Or see the website at IndianCreekKY.com. That's Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek, 2 great outfits right over there in Bourbon County. All right. Well, he's rolling down there now. Playing a little bluegrass.
He's afraid of you.
No,
he's afraid of
that's
me.
Not doing a good job, Chris. Thank you. Where was I?
Well, so I'm going to go to Keeneland again today. It was fun yesterday. It'd be more fun today. Some of the people that own some of the horses are here that came to visit the farm to see their horses.
Oh,
great guys that own Judge's Case came by yesterday, and
he's a South Carolina fans too, I imagine.
Yep. Yeah, there'll be busloads of them up there. Go Gamecocks. Oh, sorry.
You got that hustle going.
I know what happened.
He stands there at the front gate with
his
cup out.
We have standings depending on which football team's fans donate the most money. We have SEC standings.
Vanderbilt leads at this moment.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they do.
Right.
The bar is not that high, though. You got to get the bar a little higher.
Well, the name Vanderbilt, they ought to have some money.
Yeah, right.
$115.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm telling you the truth. What can I tell you? Come on, go Gamecocks.
Go.
We're lawyers, they don't pay for nothing.
Yeah. Well, Doc, you're looking forward to going over there and taking care of these old guys. You do a different experience for you, isn't it?
Well, it's fun to take care of them because they kind of get the same things all the young horses do. We've had a lot of abscesses this week. And just getting all those straightened out. You know, with a Game On Dude coming, just keep a close watch on him. Make sure.
But
travel, you always worry about them getting respiratory issues and things like that.
Yeah, well, I'll guarantee you, by the time you're over there, there will not be a veterinarian in the country that has had their hands on as many good horses as you have.
Oh, it's just amazing. You know, I always say you almost feel like you should ask permission sometimes to work on the horse, especially some of the things we got to do to them. But
you don't have to ask Michael's permission.
No, he's talking about asking the horse for permission. I'm sure.
Oh yeah, the horse. I mean, you know, you're going up there and you're thinking, I've seen this horse on TV, and you know, never thought I'd ever work on that horse.
Well, when one of them comes in, what's the first thing you do? What do you look for?
Well, we'll just, like with Game On Dude, we'll just check him out, take his temperature, listen to his lungs, and just do a good physical exam, listen to his intestinal sounds. Mm-hmm. So the thing we'll watch on him is with shipping, you always worry about they'll pick up a little something because of the stress.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times they've got hay in front of them, their head's tied when they ship, and that can get some aspiration of the feed and saliva and all into their lungs a little bit, set up some things. So you always worry about that any horse. You know, any horse that ships by land or air, I'm sure he'll come in, so he'll have a nonstop easy flight. But you know, they're like us, travel stressful to those horses, and you always just gotta, it sets them up to have some problems.
Yeah. That's what I tell Diane. That's why we don't go anyplace. It's stressful.
Oh, is that why?
You can get diseases.
Oh,
and things.
My God.
So you stay home all the time.
Oh, Lord. I think he's got that commercial.
Lady came on a tour the other day that's in charge of tourism in India. And we were talking about a mutual friend of ours, a movie producer who died named Ismail Merchant. He made Howard's End and Room of the View and all those movies. And she's the head of Indian tourism, and she invited Diane and I go to India for 2 weeks.
Nice.
All expenses paid.
Nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want.
No, can't go.
Why not?
Why would I do that?
Can I dress up like you and take Diane?
Well, you can dress up like me. I want to see that. We'll get Ken Ramsey to auction that off. Yeah, you can go with that.
Well, let me get back to Doc. I drug him in here.
All right,
today.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
That's all right. Well, you always interrupted me. You might as well interrupt him, too. But now, are you going to give a take a look at all the old guys, you know, that you walk kind of walking in there cold, aren't you?
Well,
or have you been over there before?
No, he's been over there a long time. So,
oh, I interrupted again.
Michael and Tim are really good. They'll call me and let me know somebody may need to be looked at, and then I'll go over to the farm.
Yeah.
So I live pretty close, so I can usually get over there pretty quickly and see what they're doing.
Yeah. Do you live on a farm? Or you live over in Georgetown?
I technically live on a farm. Yes, sir.
What do you mean technically? That means his wife hadn't kicked him out yet.
Yeah, that's right. We just have 5 acres that try and keep held together. And so I only live about 15 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's about as close. Well, Dr. Byers was a little closer, wasn't he?
2 minutes.
Yeah.
So but Brian drives faster.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Probably safer, too.
Yeah, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
There's a really good article about, well, I shouldn't say this because I wrote it. I should phrase it a different way. Let me say this. I had the privilege of writing about Dr. Byers for this edition of the magazine. So it's a tribute to Dr. Byers, so that's in the magazine too.
You and he were pretty good friends, weren't you?
Yes, sir. We got to know him pretty well.
Yeah.
I always really thought a lot of Dr. Byers.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yes.
Yeah. In a day gone by, several times, you know, I think about him every day.
Yes.
Every day. I get out on that tractor and think about him, you know. And that really affected me when he passed away.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. And not only was he a great vet, but I just loved the guy. He was just such a nice person, you know.
Yeah. Most of the time, he was nice.
Except when you messed up.
He wasn't nice all the time.
Well,
he was always smart.
I don't consider that a fault. I'm gonna catch up again.
All right. I'm gonna go. I gotta go get the money out of the Gamecocks.
Oh,
good.
Huh?
Good.
They should be able to.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell them if they don't beat Vanderbilt, yeah. then next week I'm gonna complain again.
Oh.
Now you took mine back.
All right, here. No, take this one. But thanks a lot, Ursula. As soon as we have word on when we'll let Game on Dude settle in for a while, and when Dr. Waldridge, you know, sets up the checkered flag, then we'll invite people to come over and see
okay.
you. Have a great party. Have a great welcoming party for them.
Can you stick around? Did you want to do a segment?
Too, if you don't mind.
You want to do a vet segment?
Yes, we can do that.
Oh, good.
Well, I have something to listen to on the way home.
Besides me, huh? Don't you want to hear my commercials?
I love hearing it. Ursula, every week. You know, I can't even sleep on Friday nights knowing that on a Saturday morning I'm going to get up and listen to you do these commercials.
And I write them all myself.
It's unbelievable. You know, what can't he do?
There's a whole lot I can't do anymore, let me tell you. All right. Well, Emollient, winner of the Grade 1 $300,000 Rodeo Drive Stakes at Santa Anita last Saturday, is a 4-year-old filly by Empire Maker out of Soothing Touch, bred and owned by Judmon Farm. She has now earned over $1,350,000, and the Rodeo Drive was her third Grade 1 win. Among the three, the 2013 Spinster at Keeneland. Tamar at Keeneland, Close Hatches is scheduled to go postward in the 2014 renewal of the Spinster. Now, Close Hatches is sired by First Defense, and it's noteworthy that Soothing Touch has a yearling filly and a weanling filly at Judmont, both sired by First Defense. And the relationship goes further. Emollient is by Empire Maker, and First Defense is Damn. Grade 1 winner Honest Lady is a half-sister to Empire Maker out of the famed producer Broodmare of the Year Troussard. Soothing Touch is just a small sample of the quality mares bred to First Defense, not only by Judmont, but by the outside breeders as well. 117 of them just in 2013 alone. This bodes well for the future, so now is the time to book for 2015 season. Just contact Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and the number over there is 272-7629, and see the website at judmont.com. Sally Van Service
has been in business for 60 years or better. During that time, many of the greatest runners to ever step on a racetrack, including those at Old Friends, have been entrusted to their care. They've learned a lot along the way, and it's pretty obvious their vehicles and equipment have to be in tip-top condition, which reminds me, they work on diesels, and they build their own rigs, So if you want your trailer and whatever it is worked on and your diesel truck, they can do it. You really ought to try them because that's where we went. They did a terrific job. Besides, that's important, but the really most important thing safety-wise is their ability and experience of the horsemen behind the wheel. They're really proud of their drivers at Sally Van. They've always had the best people. They're experienced drivers, experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse cross county or across the country. When you load your horse onto a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. At Sally Van, they wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why, for more than half a century, Sally Vans have been the safest way to the winner's circle. 255-94-9640.
Well, last Saturday at Santa Anita, the Grade 1 front runner, that's a win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Jubilee, was won by American Pharaoh, a two-year-old from the second crop of Pioneer of the Nile. And the Unzip Me Stakes went to Alexis Tangier, a three-year-old filly by Tisnow. American Pharaoh led all the way to take the front runner, won by 2 1/4 widening lengths. Winner in his previous start of the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, he is the likely favorite for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Pioneer of the Nile is the nation's leading second crop sire. Alexis Tangier is the ninth 2014 stakes winner by Hall of Famer Tisnow, who ranks 12th on the 2014 sire list, just above Smart Strike and Bernardini. Four of his nine stakes winners have won graded stakes, and it's noteworthy that Colonel John by Tisnow ranks third on the second crop sire list among sires that stood in North America. Pioneer of the Nile, a Grade 1 winner by Empire Maker, the great Tisnow, and Grade 1 winner Colonel John all stand at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com. Alrighty. Chris, you can turn that banjo off down there. Well, we're going to have a little music here whether you want it or not. Hey, that goes on for 15 minutes.
Is it still playing?
There we go.
My fingers is getting tired playing that thing.
Was that you picking, Jackie? Yeah. I thought maybe that was Arthur Hancock the third. Fourth, isn't he? Yeah. All right. Well, Dr. Brian Waldridge is going to fill in our old friend, Dr. Byers' place out at Old Friends. And big shoes to fill, but I'm sure you're up to it. And thank you for volunteering. You're going to be a regular on the show, I hope.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll make it every chance I can that you'll have me.
All right. Well,
you got a topic today?
Well, I thought a couple I could throw out that you guys may want to talk about more about transporting horses. And
yeah, go ahead.
That's things like that.
Whatever you want to talk about.
And but I think with him, it's important because a lot of things we look for in him apply to other horses. Mm-hmm. So we talked about making sure the horse is comfortable when it flies or travels to keep their... And so one of the things they've looked at is stress in these horses, having their head up is a significant source of stress to horses. So the horse is allowed to kind of get their head down a little bit as they transport to help just clear the mucus and all out of their throat. That helps too.
Yeah.
It helps just help the horse relieve some of that muscular stress. And then also if you're going to ship a horse somewhere, it's important to know, like we're learning in humans, that there's different diseases in different places. And so to know if you're going to ship them across country, there may be diseases in that part of the country that aren't yours, to vaccinate those horses at least a couple weeks beforehand, because you want to get them to get good antibody levels before they get exposed. Especially, that's important for mares, too. If you're going to send mares to a different farm, you want to get them there at least a month or so before, especially if they're late mares, so they get some antibody and put that in their colostrum and help protect their foals. So I think sometimes that gets overlooked with all the preparations to ship a horse. You want to make sure they're vaccinated and do it early enough they can get a response to it, because just the stress of transport, they may not respond to their vaccines if you vaccinate them when they got to their new spot rather than a few weeks before.
What do you give them normally?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's a list of vaccines that we recommend for all horses, and those would be the sleeping sicknesses, eastern, western encephalitis, tetanus and West Nile and rabies. We recommend in the United States, those for all horses. And then respiratory things like rhinoviruses or herpes virus and pregnant mares would be important. And race horses, those are important too, because with stress, a horse may start to shed rhinovirus or herpes virus or neurologic herpes virus.
Yeah.
And so vaccination has been shown to reduce that amount of shedding that they do. So those two are important in show horses or in horses that are in racing. And then things like in our area, you know, we have botulism, and it's, you know, only in certain parts of the country, northeast and around here and in Florida. So if you had a mare, say, coming from California, you'd want to get her vaccinated for botulism. Because botulism's, you know, the vaccine's very effective, and it's much cheaper to vaccinate them than it is to treat them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What about horses going overseas?
Well, that's a little tricky sometimes, because you have to know, and it's pretty easy to find that out. You know, you can use the state vets office is really good to help you with that. But things like Venezuelan equine encephalomyelitis, which is a similar to our sleeping sicknesses here, some countries may not admit those if they have a titer. So you may need to bleed that horse ahead of time, show that it doesn't have an antibody against that virus. So you can say, you know, he's never been exposed, then vaccinate the horse so that that country will admit that horse. Because with a VEE, a sick horse can transmit that directly to humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be a little careful with that. And so, and then with equine arteritis virus, some countries don't want to admit those horses. So you have to just check. I always, whenever I get in those situations, I always call the state vet and let them be your friend on that.
Yeah.
And they are really helpful to help you know, because you just don't want to make that mistake and have a horse not go. Or, you know, I've even been in situations where the horse got into this country and it was positive for something that wasn't supposed to be and had to go back home. So,
is that right?
Yes, sir. That was when I worked in the at the Atlanta Olympics. We had some horses.
You worked at the Atlanta Olympics
there? I shipped in horses there, yes, sir, at the quarantine barn.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these old-timers are coming in. They've got a little different problems.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. More stress and more some of those things that came in. I know one came in, I forget which one it was now, that they thought they were going to have to put down, and Dr. Byer says, oh, I don't think so, you know. But those old-timers, you know, they a whole lot of stress, more stress on them.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, there's been a lot of studies show as horses age, and it's true of us too, unfortunately.
Tell me about it.
As we get older, our immune systems, you know, work a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And so you may vaccinate differently. There's been some studies on that, you know, with looking at maybe spread the vaccinations out rather than giving maybe three or four at a time, things like that. So you're more predisposed to have some problems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the immune system doesn't work quite as well sometimes. Yeah.
How long have you been practicing now?
I've been out of school. Let's see, I got to do the math. 23 years.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't look that old.
Well, thank you.
Well, of course, anybody under 60 doesn't look old to me. Auburn.
Yes, sir. Went to Auburn.
Okay. Married?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Lexington girl?
She's from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
She's listening on the radio. Can I say hello?
Yeah, well, go.
Well, I'll say hello.
Hello to Sonia, who's listening on the radio.
Yeah, Sonia,
she's
come in.
She's working this morning.
Come in. What does she do?
She works at the Reardon Riddle Veterinary Pharmacy.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, tell her to come in. We'll talk pharmacy.
Oh, okay. We'll get her here one day. Yeah, she's just working today.
Good. Yeah. Fun.
I don't know Dr. Rude, but I've met Dr. Riddle.
Yes.
You know, pretty good friends with him. Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm not, you know, real close friends with him, but, you know, friends.
Known him for a while.
Known him for quite a while.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice guy.
Nice guy. Nice. They have a nice pharmacy and nice hospital there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what. I tell you what it is.
Well, yes.
Is what? Yes.
They just built a new pharmacy. And it's there on.
Built a new pharmacy?
It's right there at the hospital now.
Yeah. So. Well, huh. But you, do you know Sonia?
Oh, I've got my finger in there.
Yeah. His wife works over there, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She's the brains of the outfit.
Especially when it comes to managing this farm over here. Well, that's good. What do you got on there? Postseason 2000 and what?
I'm wearing my last year's Red Sox sweatshirt.
What in the hell are you doing wearing Red Sox? You're from Kentucky, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Michael and I are both Red Sox fans, so get to wear it every now and then. Like the Reds, though. I like the Reds, too.
Oh, do you?
But since growing up here.
You going to a football game tonight?
I'm going to. My wife's going to go because she's had the same crud I've had, so she may not be able to go.
Oh.
But I do want to go.
Yeah.
You've been sick?
I have had just a cold that won't shake.
No. Jackie just got over something, too.
Oh, you know? It's a mess.
Yeah.
Awful.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, my friend.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, come back with another topic next week, and we'll head into it. But that was very interesting, and we'll learn a little bit. And so. Good luck. You're probably going to call in the middle of the night, you know.
We're going to do that and watch our new horse close. Our two new horses are going to get pretty excited.
Yeah, I've never seen either one of them.
Yes,
so have you?
Just on TV. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, just on TV?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you like me. Yeah. Well, you do a little racetrack vet too, though, don't you?
I do take care of just a few out here.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Who are you doing far out here? You told me last week.
My boss, Joe Pagan, has some horses here.
Oh, okay.
So we're watching them. They've all been doing pretty good. And just
what barn's he in?
They're in, I was thinking drive up, never look at the number. I think it's 12.
Oh, okay. Over here on
pretty close.
Over on the hill.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. It's a good place to train.
Oh,
we had 55 winners last month from here.
That's great. So we had one of those.
Oh, really?
Horse named Mysterious Noise.
Well, I hope I got him. You know, I used to do the clocking out here.
Yes, sir.
Back before I lost my hearing. And let's see. When did it win?
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
What was the horse's name?
Mysterious Noise.
Mysterious Noise. I might be able to add another one. A couple of weeks ago?
I think so. Within last month, he's won, I think.
I don't have him. Sure as hell, I'll add another one.
He's a nice-looking gray horse.
From last month?
Yes, sir. I'll have to find out for sure when he got that. I haven't seen his win picture yet.
Yeah. Okay. Look it up for us, and I'll add it on the list. That'll bring it to 56.
There you go.
From last month. We've had 11 already this month.
That's great, especially. Yeah.
Since last week. Not this month. Since last week's show.
Yes.
We've had 11, yeah.
When did they start shipping out for Florida? After what?
Mm-hmm.
Some people here go to Florida.
Oh. Oh. Well, when Tampa Bay opens down and, of course, Gulfstream's open year-round now, for God's sakes. Yeah. You know, back when I was in Gulfstream, they didn't have the – well, they had the good dates at that time.
And electric lights.
Oh, I think some of our horses are going to get to go.
Oh, good.
I'll be here enjoying the winter.
Yeah.
It's going to be another rough one.
I hope you enjoy it. All right. Well, let me catch up with some more. Well, we'll get that added to the list. Okay. Thank you very much, Brian. Talk to you next week.
I'm Matt
Howard. Well, just sizzled again last Saturday at Presque Isle, winning another allowance test by going to the front and staying there. And the son of Jazzle has speed. Saturday's race was at 5.5 furlongs, and it was his 8th win. Brought his earnings up to over $315,000. He's also been knocking on the door in stakes, finished 2nd and 3, including the Grade 1 Aristides at Churchill Downs at 6 furlongs. Jazzle is also the sire Farhan, winner this year of the Stymie Stakes at Aqueduct and the Aladar Stakes at Saratoga, after he won stakes last year and also in New York. Comediante, winner of 8 stakes in South America, 3 this year. Najar, winner of Keeneland's Sycamore Stakes and placed in the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap, the Arlington Classic, and the American St. Ledger, which is also at Arlington. The 2014 stakes winner, Machiavellianism in Europe, Seafree, placed in the Group 3 Prix La Force in France. Of course, European stakes winner, As La Gibi, Sweet Little Man, placed up at Woodbine in stakes. Love Me Good, placed at Delaware in stakes. So Dazzle, winning the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, is signing versatile runners. They win short. They win going long. Give Stallion manager Ken Barnes a call at Shadwell Farm. 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen. Down in Quillen. Boy, he packed him in there last night at his bar downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he put up on Facebook there. We couldn't go. Anyway, we were knocked out from doing the fences all day. Got to get down there at his Rooster Brewery down on Main Street down in Paris, Kentucky. Fun place to go. A lot of nice people going there and have a beer. And you got a choice of over 100 different kinds of beers anyway. Fun place to go. You can't miss it. It's just down the street from Quillen Leather and Tack, which is Ralph's other business in Paris, Kentucky, of course. And that's the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship close to 20,000 halters a year, ship them out worldwide. And that's because they make the best halters around. They've got really great people working for them that builds works with leather. Ralph does a little bit of it himself. I've caught him a couple of times down there working and doing different things in the leather department down there. With it. Yeah, he can. Ralph can do just a very versatile man. He can make halters and he can sell beer. Now that's
and he makes beer.
And he makes beer. Yeah, he actually makes
beer. And
he drinks
beer. He does it all, from the hops to the...
To the drops. Okay.
You got it.
Great tack shop. Great place to visit. If you go in there, go into Paris, go to the third stoplight, and look to your left, and that's Quillen Leather and Tack. And go to their website. It's Quillen, Quillin.com. Well, looking at Lucky as the leading freshman sire of 2014 by a number of winners with 15, as a matter of fact. He is tied in the lead for number one juvenile winners with Candy Ride, Kitten's Joy, and Warfront on the juvenile sire list. And their stud fees for this year were $35,000, $100,000, and $150,000, respectively. Looking at Lucky's 2014 stud fee, $15,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses. He also ranks second on the freshman sire list for money won. Counted among his juvenile winners are three stakes winners, including Lucky Player, winner of the Grade 3 Iroquois, Churchill. Looking at Lucky, champion 2-year-old, champion 3-year-old, winner of over $3,307,000. He's a son of 2-time champion sire Smart Strike. He's out of Private Feeling. Them also the multiple graded stakes winner Kenzie from the immediate family of champion Wait a While and a host of others. Classic winner looking at Lucky. He won the Preakness, of course. Stands at Ashford Stud. So does Majestic Warrior, sire of Shannon Nicole, winner September 28th of the $200,000 Remington Park Oaks. And for more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com. Jackie, you want to do well, you're too busy over there.
No, I'm going to do some announcements right now.
I can do something else.
I am going to do announcements right now.
Right.
Listen, if you're not right 1 second on the thing, he starts.
We started the show 10 minutes late. We got to talk fast.
Are we going to go 10 over?
No.
Big chicken. Okay, Central Kentucky. Oh, I got a special announcement to make. At my past middle age, I am no longer able to start a regular chainsaw, and this is an announcement for all you girls and women out working on farms and stuff. Steel makes a stuff called an easy start chainsaw. It has a spring in it. You pull the rope very gently out, and then you put it back in, and that winds up the spring, and it starts on its own. That's a steel easy start. And with my PAS load nail gun, I can fix a fence now still. I mean, I could not deal with those.
I gave it to her for our anniversary.
I thought it was birthday, but I don't care. Anyway, I got it at Eads Hardware in Paris, and it's a gem. I won't let anyone else touch it.
I love going to Eads Hardware.
Oh, it's like an old-fashioned hardware store.
Yeah, they've got everything under the world.
I know, you just wander around and look at all the stuff.
Nice people, too.
Nice stuff.
I don't know why I'm doing. I'm going to charge them for that commercial.
Oh, that's okay. We don't. Anyway, back to what I was doing. Are you ready? The Central Kentucky Riding for Hope is having their annual Halloween Trail Ride and Use Tax Sale October 25th. Ressie, what day is that on, October 25th? Is that a Saturday? If you'll check that for me. This is wonderful. You can bring your own horse. The 25th is on a Saturday. Great. You get to ride around the horse park, which is wonderful. And they have this track tax sale is great. And they are looking for people to donate used tack. So it's great. You can even get a stall and stay all day. The used tack sale will open at 8 o'clock in the Central Kentucky Riding for Hope Indoor Arena. Now, that's not where a lot of the stuff is, just all over the horse park. So if you would like to do that, give them a call at 231-7066. They'll come and pick up stuff if you have more than a bit or something. So that's a great thing. Really, really look forward to that. They have costume contests, and I don't know. I've done it before, and it's just, it's much fun. Talba Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association is having a pedigree and confirmation clinic October 18th and 19th here in Lexington. They do that because, of course, Keeneland's running and the sales are all about. They will have confirmation discussions by a Haggard veterinarian, confirmation evaluation of sales yearlings at Fasig Tipton. They're going to go out to Ashford Stud. They're going to discuss pedigree theories and have a VIP lunch and afternoon of racing at the Keeneland Race Course. Visit toba.org for the clinic agenda and to register. Their phone number is 276-2291. That's a well-attended thing. So Valley High Classic Horse Show is coming up Saturday, October 10th, 11th, and 12th. 11th would be a Saturday. That's Hunter's. And the 12th, this is Joyce Brinsfield's place down on Pinkard Pike in Versailles. If you're a regular horse show hunter jumper person, you know where it is. It's a lot of fun. She does a great job. She has a super big outdoor arena and another one indoors. And they are going to have a tailgating contest this year. That'd be fun. It's Kentucky Hunter Jumper Association sanctions.
I got an announcement. We're on from 8 to 10 next Saturday because of another football game. I forget who they're playing. Sisters of the Poor or somebody. Who
I hope.
Yeah, anyway, not much.
Maybe we could play Vanderbilt again.
Okay.
I don't think they quite finished it.
Well, anyway, we're on early next Saturday. So
yeah, and any time that there is a ball game at noon, we are on from 8 to 10. Regular other times we're
baseball or football.
Baseball?
I mean basketball or football. Not baseball. Shut up over there.
Yeah, I know. That's
Matt
snarky.
Howard over here smirks. Yeah. You tried sometime.
Okay. Let's see. Oh. The Racetrack Chaplaincy golf tournament's this weekend. So you want to go out and watch them? Watch. Masterson Equestrian Trust is having the Hunter Pace this year, Sunday, November 2nd, 10 until 3. If you need to have more information, it's just Google Masterson Equestrian, and you'll get it. But it's from 10 a.m. to 3:30. If you need to join a team, they will probably find somebody for you. It's a good time. Lots of people did it. And for some reason, it's Sunday, so nobody's fox hunting. So a lot of fox hunters go. It's just low-key, laid-back, and a lot of fun. So that's a good one.
Let me catch up here, Jackie.
All right.
Still running behind on commercials because of our 10-minute delay at the beginning. Well, in the mischiefs, our Vijack, winner of the Belmont's Grade 2 $400,000 Kelso last Saturday, was one of the original stallions offered by Spencery Farm and their popular Share the Upside program. Another was a hot young freshman, Sire Warrior's Reward. Congratulations to the breeders who took advantage of the program. Eligible now for the Share of the Upside program are the young stallions Cross Traffic and Shaking It Up. Both have top credentials. Cross Traffic, a $300,000 Saratoga yearling, is one of 102 stakes winners, Sidebar and Bridal Song. He's out of the multiple grade one winner Stop Traffic. Cross Traffic won the grade one Whitney Invitational, besting two Breeders' Cup Classic winners before an injury suffered in the Jockey Club Gold Cup cut short his career. He retired with earnings of over $687,000. Shaking It Up won the Grade 1 Malibu, the Grade 2 Stroob, the Grade 2 San Vicente, and over $664,000. He's by the popular young sire Midnight Loot. Looks just like him, as a matter of fact. Midnight Loot, a champion sprinter. And he is out of a daughter of the great Silver Bullet Day, a champion of 2 and 3, a classic winner, and earner more than $3 million. Now's the time to talk to Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Tuthacker about the Share of the Upside program, but you better hurry because they go pretty quick. The number over there is 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. www.lowesfoodstuffs.com. Well, I want to talk about two products that I happen to believe in, Lubricin and Reborn. Lubricin, I use it myself. They make it for people also. It tastes very good.
It is good.
Yeah, and I've been using it now for a number of, a long time, since I first discovered about it. I figured, if it was good enough for horses like Stop Charging Maria and Fashion Alert and Angela Renee, who won the Grade One Chandelier over the weekend. Well, that's good enough for
I think Wise Dan's on it.
Yeah, he uses Reborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of the others run one of both.
The horse part.
Yeah. Well, Reborn is not Lubricin, Jackie. I'll get to, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Let me continue.
Brother.
Anyway, Dr. Steve Allday developed those products, and Lubricin's endorsed by a whole lot of the leading trainers around, besides Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Ollendorfer and Mike Maker. And it's what it really is, sustains the integrity of joint fluid. So it's a very effective thing. And you can get it for people too. Now, Reborn, which is what Jackie was talking about, which is what Charlie Lopresti uses for Wise Dan. And I tell you what, something keeps him going pretty good, doesn't it? He goes today.
Yep.
And two times Horse of the Year, Wise Dan. And what it is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. And what it does, it builds up a horse's immune system. So it's great to start with foals and right on up to what horses of racing age. Let me tell you how you find out more about them. Lubricin is LubriSyn.com. And Reborn, reborne.com. And it is a, you can find and get it at KBC Lexington or over at Horse Sense over in Versailles. And Old Friend sends the stuff for people. All right. And let's see, where am I? Oh, yeah. Distorted Humor is one of the most successful and popular sires in North America, and proof of this fact was on display at the just-concluded September sales at Keeneland, where his yearling sold for an average of $266,500. Alternations, a son of Distorted Humor, successfully completed his first season of stud this year, where he, too, proved to be popular with breeders, covering a full book of quality mares. Entered stud with strong credentials. He won 6 stakes, 4 graded, earned over $1 million. His graded wins came at Belmont, Pimlico, and a pair of them at Oaklawn. He's by the champion sire, a champion sire, out of a daughter of champion sire, Seattle Slough, the high-class race mare, Alternate. Alternate earned over $550,000 by winning or placing in 10 stakes, 5 graded stakes, and she descends from a family that has already given us dozens of superior stakes winners, including the high-class sire, Broken Vow, who, like Alternate, stands at Pin Oak Stud. Now, for more on the stands at Pin Oak, just get in touch with Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoak.com. Jeff, we were late starting here. Steve Watkins just came in.
And we're not going to kill
I never
anybody.
Met Steve before. Huh?
Well, now you have.
Now I have.
Now, you want me to finish these?
No, we can hold them for later.
Yeah, wait for later. Talk to him.
All right. Come on up, Steve. I never met Steve, and we've both been around a while. I've been around a hell of a lot longer than you have. I know that.
Yeah, maybe you have. I used to listen to you all. I grew up listening to you. On the radio.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you
still want to be a guest.
Well,
managed to survive.
You were listening my arm, so.
You were listening to the Race Results show then.
I did.
Yeah, I did that show for 50 years.
Yes, sir.
Steve started in 1968, I think it was.
Is that right?
No, 58.
58. I was going to say it had to be longer ago than that. Yeah. Well, I'm a native Lexingtonian, so I listened to it.
And a Bourbon Countyan.
Right now, yeah. Well, I have been Bourbon Countyan, native Lexington, but I'm a Bourbon Countyan now. My family goes back in Bourbon County for a long time.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, but you're born in Lexington.
Born in Lexington.
Was your family in the horse business?
No, they were not. No, they were not. I think my father probably would have aspired to be in the horse business. He was an engineer.
Uh-huh.
But going through all of his stuff, I found a lot of losing tickets.
Mm-hmm.
and a lot of programs. So
maybe they were wives.
Well, they could have been. But anyway, I know he liked to go everywhere and go to the races.
Yeah.
And so
I understand
forth.
He was killed in an airplane crash.
Yes, he was. He was killed in 1967 in a plane crash at Bluegrass Field. As
yeah.
a matter of fact,
well, you were just young at that time.
I was 15.
15?
I was 15 years old, yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a sad thing.
It was a very sad thing. It was a sad thing for the whole community. The University of Kentucky lost 7 or 8 professors.
Is that right?
And my dad was on the plane as well. And it was a sad day. It
yeah.
was, no doubt.
1967. No
doubt. April 3rd, 1967. I remember it well.
Yeah. I'm trying to think where I – well, I went to work out at Keeneland in 68.
Yeah, yeah.
Daily racing form.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And our office was at Keeneland, so that was a year later than
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But, yeah, we grew up going to Keeneland all the time, every
time. Everybody around here did, if you
absolutely.
Were in Lexington. If you
absolutely, absolutely. But no, I was not raised with horses at all. I was a city boy.
Is that right?
City boy.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Henry Clay.
Oh, that's
the
too bad.
Old Henry Clay.
Yeah,
the out
on
old
East Main
Henry
Street.
Clay.
Out on East Main Street.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then went to Vanderbilt for a little while and came back up and graduated from UK.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I was trying to get in vet school, and that didn't work.
Well, how'd you get interested in horses then? Golf, if you're going to vet school.
Well, I was in small, working for a small animal guy. I was always dog and cat guy.
Yeah.
But
okay, who were you working for?
I was working for a small animal guy named Dean Jensen out on Village Drive on Versailles Road.
Village Drive on Versailles?
It's where that pharmacy, that round pharmacy is, right next to the cemetery, right down from Cardinal Hill.
Down the hill?
Yeah, down the hill behind Pizza Hut and all that. Business, but when I came back up to UK,
further out, further out, yeah, okay.
When I was at UK and I worked for him all during college, and I tried to get in vet school, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I started painting fences and mowing grass at Green Tree Stud.
Did you really?
I did.
Okay, who was the manager?
Bob Green.
Oh my goodness, Bob. did you know Finn?
I do. Yeah. I know Finn. Absolutely.
Had him on the show. I hadn't seen Finn in years and years, and had him on the show maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and he was more fun to talk to.
Finn's a great guy.
Yeah.
I've had horses for him, too. 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, he was buying some yearlings with some friends.
Uh-huh.
And we had some of those. I think Bill Wofford broke them.
Oh, another good man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've known Bill forever as well.
So. I bumped into him just the other day somewhere, trying to think where it was. Because everywhere you go, you see him. Just
oh, absolutely. Or you hear of him, good or bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said that. Now I didn't.
Well, he knows. He knows.
He knows. But, Bob was kind of a tough man to work for, wasn't he?
He was a tough man to work for. I worked there for about 3 years. But he was, he was fair, and he knew somebody who worked well.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a tough guy to work for.
Oh, that's the only time I've ever been fired from something was by Bob Green.
Yeah, I didn't get fired. I left. So
I was writing. I was writing his ads for him for Green Tree.
Uh-huh.
And very unexpectedly, my wife had a baby.
Those things happen.
We knew it was coming, but
right.
we didn't know when.
Right.
And it took a while. I had the ad written and ready to go, but he wanted you to take it out to him every week,
Yeah.
But I just missed it, the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And having a baby was no excuse.
No.
So he fired
not.
Me right on the spot.
Oh, absolutely not. There weren't too many excuses with him.
No.
It was pretty much cut and dry.
Yeah. You ever been back over there?
I have. I had some friends in town, and I wanted to take them over there. And it had become part of Gainesway at that time.
Yeah, right.
But I wanted to show them the Stallion Barns and the Circle Barn back there in the back. Mm-hmm. And just what a pretty spot. Pretty spot. And it was funny. When I was working there, I didn't realize the pedigrees of all the horses that
Oh, God.
Were there. It was just unbelievable. Walk, when you look back on it, just
walking through that great cemetery.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, when I was there, there was Stage Door Johnny,
yeah.
Arts and Letters, Key to the Mint,
yeah.
Stop the Music, Hatchet Man. Just yeah. unbelievable. And then the Mayor Bebopper, the Mayor Dunscap.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and you'd walk down the Shed Row and, you know, Northern Dancers. Just unbelievable pedigrees.
Now you can add in that graveyard down there, you know, Tom Fool and,
oh, absolutely.
And all those great horses.
Absolutely. You know? Unbelievable. Yeah. But so anyway, those are three good years. They were.
Well, let me take a break. We got late getting on the air.
There you go.
I'm trying to catch up.
Take a break. I'll take a sip of coffee.
All right. Brought your own coffee. Well, last Saturday at Belmont, the Grade 1 $400,000 Vosburgh was won by Private Zone, 5-year-old son of Macho Uno. Private Zone won the Vosburgh in a refused-to-lose performance reminiscent of the courage displayed by Mucho Macho Man, another son of Macho Uno, in last year's running in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. It was his second win in the historic Vosburgh. Bred and sold as a yearling at Edina Springs, Private Zone's earnings are now $921,820. Mucho Macho Man is to join his sire at Edina Springs for the 2015 breeding season. He retired with earnings of over $5,625,000. One of the nation's most versatile sires, Macho Uno, has sired a champion two-year-old. He sired a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. He was a champion two-year-old himself, and he's a half-brother to the elite sire, Awesome Again, who also stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky. In fact, there are five Breeders' Cup Classic winners standing at Edina Springs, Kentucky, plus two that have sired winners of the Breeders' Cup Classic. For more on the stallions, call the farm at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adinastallions.com.
It's a rough world out there, son. It's dog eat dog, Central Kentucky's home.
Well, last Sunday at Belmont, the Grade 2 $200,000 Miss Grillo Stakes was won by Lady Eli, a two-year-old filly by Divine Park. Bred by Runnymede Farm and Catesby Clay, that's kind of one and the same, and sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $160,000. Lady Eli won by three lengths, beating Daughters of Pioneer of the Nile and More Than Ready. The Miss Grillo was her second start, broke her maiden first time out at Saratoga. That same day at Santa Anita, Moons Over Me, a two-year-old filly from the first crop of Majestic Perfection, bred in Kentucky by Fox Strauss, won a $57,500 maiden special in her second start, to become the 12th winner by her sire. Seven of the 12 won their career debuts. Grade 1 winner Majestic Perfection is the fastest son of top sire Harlan's Holiday. Set a new track record of 107-1 in stakes. Divine Park is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Empire Maker's ill-fated Chester House. He sired 29 stakes winners in three crops before his untimely death. Divine Park and Majestic Perfection stand at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones, the Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, well, I'm talking to Steve Watkins. Steve called me the other day asking me something I didn't know.
Well, I thought you would, but you finally ended up knowing.
Well, because you told me. But I told you where to go to find it anyway.
There you go. There you go. The Keeneland Library was the place to go.
Yeah.
It was the place to
usually
go.
Usually is.
And I think the librarian was very interested, too, because she hadn't heard of the Kentucky Raceway.
Is that right?
Yeah. Anyway.
I couldn't remember the name of Kentucky Raceway, you know, but I did remember that once you pointed out it was down in Latonia, that it was located very close to the new Latonia, you know.
Yeah.
And that because I'd been down there for some day, I had a horse down there with somebody, I think Charlie Wise, I don't know if you remember C.G. Wise Jr. or not, but anyway, and I went down there and there were some people stabled there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they would come over and work their horses at the new Latonia.
The new Latonia.
Yeah, which was built in the early 50s.
Right.
And it was right close by.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot or something.
There. Well, it was a mystery, but my daughter, by the way, is her birthday is today, so I wish her happy birthday.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday.
Absolutely.
How many children do you have?
I have one.
One daughter?
One daughter. Yeah.
What does she do now?
She is an editor for the University Press of Kentucky.
Is that right? Well, they publish a lot of books.
I get
they?
A lot of books.
Free.
Yeah.
You lucky guy.
But it's wonderful. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. It, they do a lot of horse books.
Yes,
stuff,
they do.
You know.
Yes, they do. She worked with Jamie Nicholson on,
Yeah, I've got both of Jamie's books.
Yeah, she worked with him on those books.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
They've done a lot of books. You know, I think Mary Jean Wall's got a new one coming out.
I've already got it.
Oh, she's writing about a famous prostitute from here in Lexington.
Just say madam.
A madam, okay. Yeah. Well, you're nicer than I am.
Oh well. But anyway, they found some old wind pictures at an antique store, and one of them was a Herb Stevens at Kentucky Raceway.
Yes.
And I had never heard of Kentucky Raceway.
Well,
I
just didn't know. I knew that there was a track also down close to Ellis Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what they called that. And I thought maybe that had been it, you know.
But
later on, they were running quarter horses close to, on that track.
Yeah. Well, the giveaway was Florence, Kentucky. That's
yeah,
what
right.
it said, you know.
Yeah. Of course, the old Florence closed in 1929.
Mm-hmm.
And
Old Latonia.
Old Latonia. Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah.
Was it 1929? No, it couldn't have been because I've got a picture of Matt O'Hara. I'm winning the Breeders' Futurity in 1933. And that was, you know, closed in 33 because that was the last year.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
So there was a gap in there, you know, where they didn't have a Breeders' Futurity.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it started originally at the old Lexington track, Kentucky Association track.
Kentucky Association.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Breeders' Futurity did.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it had a gap of, three or four years? And then did Keeneland pick it up when they first
then Keeneland
went,
1938 when 30? They first ran it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnstown won it.
Yes.
Beat a leg roll this far.
There you go.
By nose.
There you go. Wonderful.
Yeah, I've got a picture of a leg roll at home.
There you go.
Yeah, he raced for Dixiana. Somebody came out to the office shortly after that race, and they brought a picture. And, of course, you know, they didn't have a camera at that time, but this guy taking a picture, and of course, the angle, no telling where he was standing. But if you look at the picture, it looked like Allegro had won. My dad went to his deathbed thinking that Allegro had won that Breeders' Futurity. Of course, Johnstown went on and won the Derby and the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
And Allegro was a high time. He went on and won some stakes too after that.
That's wonderful.
Gorgeous picture, yeah. But getting back to you, I'm sorry, I digress.
Hey, digress away. That's wonderful.
Well, you got into the horse business fairly early then.
I did. I was in my, you know, mid-20s. Then after I left Green Tree, I went to work for Bill and Maggie Patterson. At Rose Hill Farm in Athens.
Yeah,
I was there for 10 years.
Do they still own that farm?
No, they don't. That's where Charlie
LaPresti's got that now. I wondered about that.
That's it.
You know.
That's where Wise Dan wintered.
Yeah.
But I was there for about 10 years. And then they moved, the Pattersons moved to Frankfort, back to her dad's farm, Glenary.
Yeah.
And then I went to work for
her. Her family was active in politics.
Oh, very, very active.
Yeah,
Mr. May, William H. May.
What nice people.
Great people. Oh, they were the most wonderful people to me.
Are they still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Well, and their sons.
Maggie was her name.
Maggie.
Yeah.
And
gorgeous. She was drop dead gorgeous.
But their sons, Graydon and B. I know Graydon. I see him at sales quite a bit, and he's had a few racehorses.
Is that right?
So, yeah. So they carry it on.
Yeah,
they carry it on, which is a good
thing. So you went for the Patterson stand?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
What were you doing for him?
I was when I first got there. A fellow named Al White worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he left, then I managed the farm.
Okay.
And was there, like I say, for 10 years.
Yeah.
Then I left and went to Crestwood.
Oh, went for Pope?
I was Pope for 5 years.
Well, Paul, you worked for some good people.
I did. I had great education.
Yeah.
What an education along the way.
What a nice guy they are.
Oh, you know? Wonderful family. And then when I went out on my own, they were wonderful to me. Sent me some horses and so forth. So
is that right?
Yeah.
He would.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it was a good people.
Yeah.
Had nothing but good experiences. So.
Yeah. Where'd you go from there?
Then I went to Catalpa Farm. That's when I first forayed into Bourbon County.
There you go.
Coming back home. Worked for Lonnie Owens at Catalpa Farm. I was there for five years. Knowing that our farm, the farm where I am now, Triad Farm, has been in our family since 1888.
Really?
But that's not a little, as a horse farm.
That's before I was born.
That's a long time ago. But
I was going to say it before you did.
Yeah, well, I knew it was going to be said, so I might as well say it. But, you know, knowing I worked around knowing that one day we would get down there and do our own thing. Mm-hmm. And so I worked for Lonnie for 5 years and then went on my own. Mm-hmm. And I say on my own, but it's called Triad Farm. There's three of us. There's myself, mm-hmm. my brother, and my sister.
Okay. So you're in it. Yep. Partners in crime.
Partners in crime. Although my sister lives in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But she does a lot of the book work and along with my wife. And my brother lives on the farm in the old log cabin that my grandmother was born and raised in.
Is that right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, what is Zachary now? It's on Jackstown, you think?
No, it's off of Jackstown. On a little road called Stringtown.
Stringtown
runs in between Jackstown and Cane Ridge.
Okay.
I can go to the back of the farm now and see Adina.
Oh. Okay.
So we back up, not all the way, but close to Adina.
Yeah. Well, you had good neighbors.
Absolutely.
Is Lonnie still on Catalpa Farm?
No, he does. He sold it. I can't remember. It's called Oak Lodge now.
Okay.
And I'm not
sure. Oh, yeah. The Fitzgeralds. Fitzsimmons.
I don't know.
Oak Lodge USA.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Talked to that gentleman just the other day.
There you go.
Gave him a call, and he was in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
So, anyway, they...
They bought it from Lonnie.
Yeah.
So, I think Lonnie spends a lot of his time down in Florida.
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time.
I was on that farm once, went out there, and they had that office that he remodeled. He had to go up this little stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Up the second floor. It was a lodge, wasn't it? But did he done something?
I think it used to be like a corn crib or a little barn.
You're right. That's what it was.
Redid it, and just beautiful on the inside. Pine paneling and, you know, just really, really pretty.
Yeah.
Really pretty. But so anyway.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing in the business now?
You do your commercials.
I'm behind again. I get to talking, you know.
That's okay.
Well, yearlings by Warfront sold for an average of over 491,000 at the recent Keeneland September sales and contributed to that popularity of runners like Datalink, who, like his sire, stands at Claiborne Farm. Datalink won the Grade 1 Maker's 46 Mile, the Grade 2 Citation, the Grade 2 Mammoth Stakes, the Grade 3 Canadian Turf Stakes, and placed in three more stakes, three graded stakes, including another Grade 1, earned over $831,000. Datalink is out of the stakes winner database, a daughter of Known Fact. Known Fact side 54 stakes winners before he passed away. Now, database earned over $232,000, and she's a half-sister to the stakes winner Vespers, the dam of the Grade 1 winner, him book, and hearing right at $1 million, and also to the dam of the graded stakes winner Strike the Bell. It's a family well endowed with black type. Datalink's first foals are due next year. He's a worthy representative of his sire. For more information on the stallions at Claiborne, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Hill and Reagan Parker, my people that I would recommend if you're want to buy a farm or sell your horse farm, because they're real horse people themselves and they know exactly what you want. We've got a great website. It's lexhorsefarms.com. And they've got listings in Fayette and Bourbon and Jesmond, Woodford County, Scott County, Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. And they can put you in just the perfect place just for you. And they work real hard for you. They're great people. They're horsemen and, Hill, golly, he was A-level pony clubber, and that's about as good as you get when it comes to handling horses. And they've got great places for sale, a place in Mobile Muir Station, one out here on Paris Pike for sale. Hawkins Cummins over in Paris. You'd be awful close to where I live over there now, though, so maybe you want to look for something else. Over on Keene Road, Carpenter Pike and Ironworks. Just go to that website and look it over. It's a fun place to go to. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Their phone number, it's Lexington number, it's 608-8039. And their website, once again, is lexhorsefarms.com. Well, the first starter from the first crop by Tis Deja Vu was Miss Deja Vu, and she won her career debut at Gulfstream, and last Saturday she won again. Led at every pole to take an allowance optional again at Gulfstream. She won by 2 1/4 lengths. Since Miss Deja Vu's first win, two others have won maiden specials and three more have placed. That's 6 to 1 a place from 7 starters. So Tis Deja Vu is starting off pretty good. He was a runner himself. Back to you, won more graded stakes in this country than any other son of Hall of Famer Tis Now. And Tis Now has been an outstanding sire. Proof of that is the fact that his 2014 sales yearlings have averaged over $254,000. Tis Deja Vu stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Give him a call at 859-252-3770. Stop by the farm to inspect the Crestwood stands. It's family-owned, family-operated, great place to board your horses. Take a look at the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Well, I'm talking with Steve Watkins, who, for some reason, my paths haven't crossed. I don't know why. Both of us have
been on either ends of Bourbon County.
One of you is hanging out at the wrong saloon.
We need to meet at the Rooster Brew.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun place.
There you go.
Yeah, we go.
Have you
there.
Been down there?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
I think everybody in Bourbon County has been there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
Ralph Quillen's the place. Of course, I know you do business with his tack shop. Everybody down there does that.
Absolutely.
What's that, your Westbrook?
Oh, this is Westbrook Brewing Company in South Carolina or somewhere. My daughter brought me this hat when she was on vacation one time.
I thought maybe you got that from old Ralph. Sure he's selling their beer.
He might be.
They've got over 100 brands of beer down there.
He might be.
Well, what are y'all doing with the farm down Triad Farm now?
Well, we have about 150 acres, 30 stalls. We board and prep horses, do a lot of seasonal boarding. We mm-hmm. do a lot of have some year-round clients. Mm-hmm. Stay busy. Mm-hmm. We stay busy.
Got any mares of your own?
We have a few mares of our own have in foal to – got one in foal to Arch, one in foal to Patio Prado.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're doing business with Spendthrift,
eh? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, we're – We've raced a few. Scooter used to train a few for us.
Old Scooter.
Yeah, absolutely.
The farm manager of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you go to his
dinner
dance? You didn't dance with him, did you?
No, I didn't dance with him. I didn't dance with him. I might have done it in the past. I don't know, but I haven't danced with him. I didn't dance with him the other night. But yeah, it was a fun time. Very, very deserved award. No
yeah.
doubt.
Scooter's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Parents before him.
Absolutely. I've foaled mares for Gale.
Did you really?
Well. Yeah. Well, he'll send the mares to us to foal.
Oh, and you're still doing that?
Absolutely.
Well, that's
absolutely.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't know Gale was still doing business. We had him on, he and Ruth both on the show
mm-hmm.
maybe a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were fun.
Oh, absolutely.
She's fun. You know, she had a pack of hounds at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's
no
great.
Doubt. No doubt.
Had her own fox hunt, didn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down close to at Forest Retreat, down in that area, down around Carlisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, see, she broke Yearlands. They had Maple Heights over on Jackstown Road.
Yeah.
That's where they broke Yearlands and stood stallions over
yeah.
there, too.
Yeah, we were been over there. For,
yeah, we went over and bred a Nasty and Bold.
Yes,
yeah.
He was over yeah. there. Yeah. He was over there.
He was a good old stud horse.
Oh, absolutely.
Poor man's horse.
Useful.
Yeah,
a useful horse.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A very useful
he
horse.
He was down in front or something at the time.
Foundered.
I'm yeah, and it was something.
Yeah, they had to take – I'm pretty sure that was what I was wrong. Now, Jody What's Jody's last name now?
Sparks?
Yeah, Jody Sparks.
Jody Sparks, he's down there.
He owns it now.
He owns half of it.
Does he?
Yeah, they split it up. He owns half of it. And with the training barn, mm-hmm. and then the other half, I'm not sure who has the other half. And for all I know, he might lease the other half out. I'm not sure.
We were in the same barn with Jody when he was with Bob Falk.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. Bob gave him a heck of a time. I mean, Bob Falk was, did you know Bob?
No, I did not. Knew the name, but I did not know him.
Wonderful guy. Yeah. Died way too young, and he used to tell Jody he was just might as well pack up and go back to wherever and
Indiana.
Race hogs or Indiana, whatever it was. Just
they had this old horse. They had this old gelding that they were fooling around with, and they won 4 or 5 races with that horse. I mean, he was a pretty good allowance horse.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It doesn't take, you know, it only takes 1 or 2 horses to turn things around.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, Jody's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
yeah.
It's a good addition to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he moved down there after he leased a place on Greenwich for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not there anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I was talking to somebody. Oh, I was talking to Connor McCarthy, the blacksmith.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was telling me that Jody wasn't there. Now, he was over there for something. I guess he was doing business with the people that are over, got the old place on Greenwich now. Do you know Connor?
I know who he is. My brother is a farrier, and he manages Breeder Supply Farrier Shop.
Oh,
so he knows
he knows
Connor.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he knows every blacksmith in Central Kentucky.
Well, I would imagine
you need to have him on one day. He can tell you a lot.
That
of stories.
Would be good. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't blacksmith anymore. He just sells.
He does some on the farm. But
does he do yours?
He does some. He hurt his back a few weeks ago, so
that's a lot
of. So he's laid up. He's not totally laid up, but he's recovering.
What's
he's
your brother's name?
Doug Watkins.
I would imagine being. What's his number? Do you know? Well, bring your supply and call over there, can't
there you? You go. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
I'll give him a call.
Yeah. Well, you're in a really nice neighborhood out there. Now it's building up with horses more all the time.
It is. I mean, when I, as a young kid, we would go out there, I mean, we thought it was the end of the world, but it was so far out there. But anymore, it's, you know, we're in and out every day.
That new Millersburg Road, will you use that?
No, I most usually go down Cane Ridge.
Yeah.
It has a line in the middle of it. Jackstown doesn't have a line in the middle of it.
No, we had friends that lived at the corner of Jackstown and Millersburg Road, was it? I can't remember. It's gone now. They had a great big black barn set right on the road.
No, it wasn't Jackstown.
Oh, what?
No. Uh-uh. Jackstown.
Is Jackstown the...
No, you go out
Jackstown's
by the,
where the driving movie
theater. Okay,
turn right there,
one.
Yeah.
That's where the driving movie theater is.
Yeah.
And still is
it's
there.
Still there, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's great, isn't it? I love Bourbon County. I think it's super.
I do, too.
It's
I
not
do too.
Ruined.
Well, it just... I mean, you go into Lexington, you can't go anywhere for all the traffic.
Oh, God's awful.
God.
Yeah.
I used to think of, you know, when you left Kentucky, you were camping out, now it's... Boil down, you leave Bourbon Town, you're counting that camping out.
Yeah. I know.
We went somewhere in Lexington, and we were caught in traffic for 2 miles, and some fat lady
on a bicycle
beat us. 2 miles, I about died. I never lost on to a fat lady on a bike.
I can step in faster on a bike than I can drive.
Yeah.
Oh, sure
yeah.
You can.
Have you got anything in training now?
No, we got out of that. If we hit the lottery or something, I'd get back in. I love racing.
I do too.
I love racing.
It's tough.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I do it through other people now, like Rahi Strato or some friends of ours in Canada who had Rahi's attorney.
Yeah.
And so we just live vicariously through other people's
horses.
Well,
you sell at the
picture of Rahi Strato over here somewhere.
Yeah, there's it's right
yeah,
there.
Right,
I was just Arlington
Do you
Park.
Sell at sales?
Yes, we do some.
Mm-hmm. Did you sell this at Keeneland?
No, I've got a yearling in October at Fasig.
Oh, okay.
So, hey, what do you got?
What's that?
He's an American Lion colt. He's pretty nice looking.
Is he?
Tried to sell him as a short yearling in January. Didn't get it done, so we're trying it again. He's really grown up.
Get ready, Scooter.
do you do your own yearling prep?
You know, I used to, but I don't do the yearling prep anymore.
That's a lot
become,
of work.
It's become... It's almost a science anymore, I think.
Yeah.
And I leave that to the younger guys. just some, you know, somebody else. Now, as far as broodmares or weanlings, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
But the yearlings, you know.
Yeah, we used to do that. We used to prep yearlings for Henry White. And I'm telling you, that was a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work.
And the damn things, something go wrong with them, and you just, everybody hits the ceiling.
Horses live and die by Murphy's Law.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just have to, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you got any mares for sale? I mean, in the sales.
In the November sales, no. No.
Oh, okay.
But I will have a weanling and probably an empty mare in January.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So we don't sell too much. Mm. But we do mostly, we're a, you know, broodmare nursery.
Yeah.
Do a lot of seasonal stuff and some year-round stuff, too. So
Out of state clients?
Yeah, we get them from everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. New York,
we used to,
Florida,
too.
Louisiana, Illinois,
yeah,
Maryland, Missouri, just anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We had one from California one time. I got to tell this story. And this mare was real nice and real sweet, and she foaled, and we put her out next to the barn in a small paddock till, you know, it was old enough to go out, and we put another mare out there with a little baby, and they minded and got old enough. Turn them out in a 20-acre field, and we couldn't catch that son of a... I mean, it took us days to catch her. So I'm being real nice. See? So she's about back in fall, ready to go to California. I said, now I want to tell you up front. I said, when you get her back here, you better be careful, because we turned her out in 20 acres, and we blah, blah, blah. And she said, honey, this farm's 10 acres. I said, okay, gotcha. You're covered. You're all right.
And if it's California, it's really not a farm.
No.
Well, she called it a ranch.
Yeah, 10-acre ranch.
There you go.
And they were some big-time breeders. I was just, that blew me away because I was being so nice.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
And she probably said, oh, I forgot to tell you that the mare gets away from
probably. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the little surprise.
I think she was the kind of a young mare, you know. They get a little, you know, how
yes,
they get with the foals, you know.
Yes, they do.
Stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But I think the only way we could catch her, we had to take the other mares and foals out of there.
And then
we covered up with water.
Oh.
And finally she gave in, you know. I mean, she got thirsty.
Either that or we didn't feed her. I think we...
No, hell, she was in that. And that was not a 20-acre field. It was a 40-acre field.
Oh, well, it was big.
Yeah.
That cow.
Oh, wow. Well, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. You know,
something new all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, you've been in the business for a long time. You'll see almost everything.
That's
almost everything. But they surprise you every day.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun, though, isn't it?
It is. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's just a way of life.
Yeah.
You know,
you live on the seasons. It's breeding season, and then it's foaling, and then it's one thing after another, including weaning, and then it's time for the races, and then it's blah blah blah.
It is a cycle.
It's a cycle.
Absolutely.
I miss the foals.
I better catch up here again. Foals.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, one of those things. Well, Emollient winner, the Grade One, $300,000 Rodeo Drive Stakes. I always said rodeo, didn't you? But they say it's Rodeo Drive, so I'll say that. It's at Santa Anita anyway, and Emollient won it last Saturday, and she's a 4-year-old filly by Empire Maker out of Soothing Touch. And she's bred and owned by Judmont Farm. She's now earned over $1,350,000, and the Rodeo Drive was her third Grade One win. Among the three was the 2013 Spinster Stakes right out here at Keeneland. I saw her do it. Tomorrow at Keeneland, Close Hatches is scheduled to go postward in the 2014 renewal of the Spinster. And Close Hatches is by First Defense. And it's noteworthy that Soothing Touch has a yearling filly by First Defense and a weanling filly by First Defense at Judmont Farm. And the relationship goes a little closer than that. Emollient is by Empire Maker. And First Defense's Dam, Grade One winner Honest Lady, is a half sister to Empire Maker, who was out of the famed producer Troussard. The Soothing Touch is just a small example of the quality of mares bred to First Defense, not only by Judmont, by outside breeders as well. 117 in 2013, so they're all on their way. This bodes well for the future. Now's the time to book for the 2015 season. Just get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 852-7629 and see the website at judmont.com. Let's see, where am I? Oh, last Saturday, the grade one $300,000 front runner stakes was won by American Pharoah, a 2-year colt by bred by Zayat Stables and trained and raised on Macaulay products by Vinery. The grade one $400,000 Vosburg went to Private Zone. He won the Vosburg 2 years in a row. And Private Zone was raised on Macaulay products at Machma Hall. The $200,000 Remington Park Oaks winner, Shannon Nicole, was raised by on Macaulay products at Oak Lodge, USA, for a breeder, Connie Asastelos. Let's see, the Group 3 Somerville Tattersall Stakes run last week at Newmarket was won by Maftool, bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder and Dr. John Griggs and Linda Griggs. So, runners raised on Macaulay products have won 158 stakes already this year. 84 of them were graded stakes, including 18 grade 1. So why don't you give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call and talk to them about your special needs and how they can help you and how they can be assistance with it and the many free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. The number is 859-873-3333. The website is MacaulayBros.com. And you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it is all about the horse. Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form is out. Got some great articles in there. Jay Hovday, of course. Yeah. I think he's probably one of the best writers, right? He's writing about the art. He's a great turf writer, I think. Marcus Hirsch is also, he's writing from Longchamp about the art. Joe Nevels has got a column on Trap Shot. Steve Anderson is writing about the Barrett sale. Patrick Reed writing about the New York mix sales. And John Sparkman's got an article about Bernardini, past performances, or you can get Longchamp, Keelan, Belterra, Woodbine, Belmont Park, Thistle Downs, Daily Racing Form Breeding. Now, why don't you to sign up with the Daily Racing Form Breeding update and your free email connection to Daily Racing Form Breeding? Just visit dailyracingform.com/breeding update and sign up today. It's free. What do you got to lose? Great place to advertise. So, and of course, the Daily Racing Form is racing's Bible. It is the greatest. Well, I've been talking to Steve Watkins. Called me the other day and wanted me to look up something, and I didn't know what it was. Who told you to call me?
Scooter.
Oh, Scooter did?
Yep.
That damn Scooter.
Well, I just got a text from him. He said, come over to the barn. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you go.
All right. Well, it's wonderful being here.
Well, it's great meeting you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you down at Rooster Brewery.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, absolutely.
Somebody said that, what is it, bourbon barrel was good.
Bourbon?
No, they said that was high.
Yes, it is.
That the other was bourbon barrel down at the other shopping center down there?
Bourbon something or other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Down next to Perico's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have not been there.
I said it was really good.
They said it's a nice place to go in. They got a great cheeseburger and so forth.
What's her name? She works at the radio
station. Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Told us that.
We met them at the party the other night. Her husband's a magistrate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Down in Bourbon County.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend.
Take care.
Steve, it was nice meeting you.
Good to meet you.
We'll have to do it again.
Thank you so much.
Say hello to Scooter.
I'll do it.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. Well, Jess sizzled again last Saturday at Presque Isle. Won another allowance race. Going to the front and staying there. It's his want to do that. He's a son of Jazzle. He's got great speed. Saturday's race was going 5.5 furlongs. That was his 8th win. And he's earned over $315,000. He trains right here, by the way. Tommy Mills has got him. He has also been knocking on the door in stakes, finishing 2nd and 3, including the grade 1 Aristides at Churchill, going 6 furlongs. Jazzles, the also of Farhan, winner this year of the Stymie Stakes and the Aladar Stakes, one at Aqueduct, one at Saratoga, won stakes in New York last year also. Comediante, winner of 8 stakes in South America, he's won 3 already this year. Narjan won Keeneland Sycamore Stakes and placed in the grade 3 Louisville Handicap, the Arlington Classic, and the American St. Ledger. 2014 stakes winner Machiavellism in Europe. Seafree placed in the Group 3 Prix La Force in France. European stakes winner Aslegibi. sweet little man. He's placed in stakes up at Woodbine. Love Me Good's placed in stakes at Delaware Park. So Dazzle, winner of the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, is hiring versatile runners. They sprint and they go long. Give stallion manager Ken Barnes a call at Shadwell Farm, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
You want me to do some announcements?
One Unlimited APR Online.
But Tiz now was represented by his ninth 2014 stakes winner when the three-year-old filly Alexis Tangier won the Unzip Me Stakes at Santa Anita. That was on September 27. It was her first start in a stakes race. That same day, also at Santa Anita, American Pharoah, a two-year-old Copa Pioneer now, won the Grade 1 front runner. Tis Now ranks 11th on the North American sire list among all active sires, and it is noteworthy that his Grade 1 winning son, Colonel John, ranks 3rd among all sires at stud in North America and on the second crop sire list, which is led by Pioneer of the Nile. Colonel John is the sire of Grade 2 stakes winner Concave, Grade 3 stakes winner Southern Honey, stakes winner Here's Johnny, plus 5 others to place in stakes, including Colonel Joan, and she placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Colonel John won the Grade 1 Travers, the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, and over $1,779,000. He stands at Windstar Farm, as do Pioneer of the Nile and his Hall of Fame sire, Tis Now. For more on the Windstar Stallions, call Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All right, I've got Steve Moody with me, and Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which is published by my good friends over at Bloodstock Research Information Services. They're running, I don't know how many damn stakes they're running at. 4 graded stakes today at Keeneland today. We're going to talk. Steve, give us the winner of the 2 grade ones. I think there's just 2 of them, isn't there?
3, Ursel. You got the First Lady, the Breeders' Futurity, and of course, the Shadwell, Turf Mile.
Oh, okay. All right, well, have at it.
All right, well, the first grade one would be the 7th race. That's the First Lady stakes, fillies and mares stepping up, a mile on the turf. The turf is listed, at least now, as of this morning, as yielding. They got the main track listed as muddy, but I probably would guess during the course of the day that the main track at least will get upgraded throughout the course of the day. Not the turf track probably should be, but probably won't be. They're awfully kind of cautious when it comes to upgrading the turf track. But we got a field of 7 in the First Lady, and it's a tough race, Ursel. You know, Day at the Spa looks like probably horse to beat. She just missed in this race last year. I think she's got a big chance in here. Philimbi, the one horse, another one. Better Lucky. There's just quite a few of them that you could make a case for. I went round and round in this race, finally settled on the 8 horse, Somali Lemonade. This is a filly that really likes she's a 5-year-old, she's a mare, that really likes the Keeneland turf. I thought maybe she tried to bite off a little too much last time in the Beverly D. That race is at 1 3/16. She's back in 1 mile today. The last start she had at Keeneland was a win. And, so I think, you know, coming back to Keeneland, to a course she likes and to a distance she likes, I think, she can bounce back. She'll be running at the end. She figures to have a pretty quick pace up front. So I'm going to give her a chance, maybe post a mild upset. She's 9-2 in the morning line. I got Day at the Spa, the 3-1 sort of lukewarm favorite. Second, this is a mare by City Zip, Ed Brown, Johnny Velasquez. Probably the horse to beat. Hopes to to kind of make amends for just getting beat in this race last year. And then the one horse, Falimbi, she was a winner in her only start at Keeneland as well. And she's got a I think she's got a big shot here for Bill Mott and Joel Rosario. So we'll go 8-7-1 in the first lady. The next one, the eighth race, is the Breeders' Futurity, Claiborne Breeders' Futurity. Mile and 16th for two-year-olds on the main track. Back to the dirt, and I thought yesterday that the dirt held up well with the rain. I was telling Ressie it was, you know, most of the day it was horses on or near the lead. Didn't really seem to matter inside, outside so much, but everything was winning. It was up close to the pace. But then you got to the Alcibiades yesterday, and a horse came from next to last, came from pretty far out of it to win. And then the last race, the horse Grand Elmendorf was kind of in the middle of the pack and was stuck in behind a wall of horses all the way through the stretch and just was a ton the best. They got up in the last jump right on the rail. So track seemed to play a little bit to front running types, but then, you know, like I said, the last two races didn't follow that pattern. So pretty even. I went with hashtag bourbon in the Breeders' Futurity. Thought that he ran a big race. His was a good third in the Iroquois. Last time out, didn't have the best of trips in there. I think he's a horse that got some late punch. There's a good deal of speed in here. You've got horses that have been sprinting that are stretching out to two turns. So I think the pace is going to be pretty lively. And this one hopefully will be not too far out of it and then can make a run getting going into the far turn. Of course, you got the short stretch here, a mile and a 16th. The six-horse Bold Conquest, this is a colt by Curlin that has improved each time out for Steve Asmussen. Rosie Naprobnik has him out there. Bold Conquest beat hashtag Bourbon last time, and we'll try to repeat that effort today. Carpe Diem, the five-horse, this is a horse that's got a lot of speed. Probably going to get to the front in here, although I think he's going to face some pressure. But if he were to shake loose early, he might prove tough to run down. So we're going to go, 10-6-5 in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity. And then the ninth race, the third grade one, is the Shadwell Turf Mile. Mile on the turf, three-year-olds and up, and this is Wise Dan. And when you say Wise Dan, you say 14 wins and 15 turf starts, and awfully tough to bet against him, Ursel. That's just the long and the short of it. The two-time horse of the year, and he came back from his his little episode with colic and. Came out of that and was a pretty game winner in the Bernard Baruch last time out in Saratoga. He figures to be lame just off the pace today. And, he's just an amazing horse. He just finds a way to win. That's all you can say. He's pretty game as they come. And, he's the one to beat. The bottom horse speak again. He'll be laying off the pace. He'll be running at finish. I think he'll be in the hunt, but, it's awful tough to beat the champ. The one horse, Syed, was right there last time. Didn't have the needed late punch, but, He's one that's worth a looking here at a decent price, 12-1. And you got the four horse Silver Max is the speed of the race. He'll go to the front, but there is some other speed in here. So I don't really think he's going to get loose. But, you know, when Wise Dan's running, until they show me that they can beat him, he's going to be the one to beat for me. So we'll go 6-8-1 in the Shadwell Turf Mile.
All right, Steve, thanks a million. We're on football next week, so we're on from 8 to 10. So we'll talk to you then.
All right, Usman.
Okay, it's been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can pick that up wherever you buy daily racing form, or you can, best thing to do is go to brisnet.com and get it. So worth your while. Thank you very much, Steve. All right, Kentucky Bred winners of stakes races last week. Let's see here what we've got. We'll start out with the Jockey Club Gold Cup Stakes and the winner with Tunnelist, bred by Woods Lane Farm. The Grade 1 Joe Hirsch Turf Classic was won by Main Sequence, bred by Flaxman Holdings. The Flower Bowl Grade 1 is Stephanie's Kitten, won bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. The Grade 1 Zenyatta was won by Beholder, bred by Fred and Nancy Mitchells over at Clarkland Farm. The Grade 1 Front Runner at Santa Anita, American Pharaoh by Pioneer of the Nile, bred by Zayette Stables. The Rodeo Drive Stakes at Santa Anita went to Emollient by Empire Maker. That's a Judmont bred. The Awesome Again Stakes Grade 1, Shared Belief won that. Shared Belief, bred by Pam and Martin Wygott. The Chandelier Stakes Grade 1, Angela Renee won that one, bred by Sienna Farms. It's a bad time not to be able to pick this thing up. The Oklahoma Derby Grade 3 was won by Tanita M., bred by Hibbert Thoroughbreds and Menard Thoroughbreds. Vijack won the Kelso Handicap Grade 2. He's by Into Mischief, bred by Mock Mahal. The Miss Grillo Grade 3, that's a Divine Park, bred by Runny Mead Farm and Catesby Clay. The Pilgrim Stakes Grade 3, Imperia, bred by Darley. A Churchill Downs Homecoming Classic winner, Cigar Street, was bred by Marvin Delfiner, Ted Folkirth, and Brookdale Farm. The Unzip Me Stakes at Santa Anita went to Alexis Tangier. Philly by Tisnow, bred by Ranjan Racing. The Law Futurity went to Cyclogenesis, bred by Sienna Farm. That's two for them. Remington Park Sprint Cup was won by Michael Margarita, bred by Ron Kirk and Greg McDonald. The Remington Park Oaks winner, Shannon Nicole, bred by Majestic Warrior, bred by Connie Apostolos. The Flashy Lady Stakes at Remington went to Fast and Fine Looking, bred by Hermitage Farm. The Remington Green Stakes, it was Greengrass of Wyoming, bred in Kentucky by Arthur Hancock Stone Farm. The Kip DeVell Stakes at Remington Park went to Bayard, aged by 2-year-old by Sprightstown, bred by Alpha Delta Stables. Got Zen Futurity at Emerald Downs, winner Prime Engine, bred by Gene Tenbrink. The Summerall Tatterall Stakes at Newmarket went to Maftool, bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. John Griggs, and Linda Griggs. Rosemary Stakes at Newmarket went to Etoch, bred by Shadwell Farm, and the Blenheim Stakes at Takura of the Great War by Warfront, bred by Claiborne Farm. Well, Into Mischief, Sire Vijack, winner of the Belmont's Grade 2 $400,000 Kelso, last Saturday, was one of the original stallions offered by Spencery Farm in their popular Share the Upside program. Another was the Hot Young Freshman Sire Warrior's Reward. Congratulations to the astute breeders who took advantage of the program. Eligible now for the Share the Upside program are the young stallions Cross Traffic and Shaking It Up. Both of them got top credentials, Cross Traffic. He was a $300,000 sales yearling at Saratoga. He's one of 102 stakes winners by Unbridled Song. He's out of the multiple Grade 1 winner, Stop Traffic. Now, Cross Traffic won the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational, beat two Breeders' Cup Classic winners that day. He retired with earnings over $687,000. Shaking It Up won the Grade 1 Malibu, the Grade 2 Stroob, the Grade 2 San Vicente, and over $664,000. He is by Midnight Loot, champion sprinter, out of a daughter of the Great Silver Bullet Day. She was, of course, a champion at 2 and 3, earned over $3 million. Now is the time to talk to Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothaker about the Share the Upside programs. Better hurry, because they go in a hurry. The number is 859-294-0030, and see the website spendthriftfarm.com. Don't forget, got a big announcement now. We are on early next week from 8 until 10. And winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week were saddled by Tommy Short. Tommy Short had another one, Ben Colebrook, Pavel Matejka, Steve Casey, Tommy Mills, Tommy Short, Pavel Matejka again, Eduardo Caramori. Wait a minute, where in the hell did it go? Here we go. Jesse Caudle and Karen Vecchio and saddle another one. And here's one that we missed earlier. Mysterious Noise, trained by Emma Mulvey, won at Indiana Downs last month, and that made it 56 winners from here last month. Jackie, you got 1 minute, I think.
Oh, for God's sakes, I already put away my stupid.
Well, that's all right.
Tuesday, October 7th through Sunday, October 12th at the Horse Park, National Drive 6-day event devoted to recreational equine driving. It's the largest gathering recreational drivers in North America. Woohoo! So go see that.
They're playing our song down there already.
Oh, good. Can I? Okay, I'm done.
You're okay. Sorry about that. We lost 10 minutes at the beginning of the show. Just one of those mechanical things. That's. But anyway. Chris, you did a good job down there, old buddy. We appreciate it. And, of course, Ressi, you always do a good job here. And once again, we're on next week from 8 till 10. And we will talk to you next week. And
see you at Keeneland.
And we'll
Keeneland
see you
tomorrow.
At Keeneland tomorrow. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Happy trails.